The University of Washington, where I had the fortune to work for the last 20 years, there's a new class. It started about a year and a half ago, called Calling Bullshit. It's a class taught by some professors of information science who study the ways in which the ideas of information are manipulated in public dialogue and conversation, news coverage, political speeches, and so on. It's a phenomenon of it's a class that focuses on the phenomenon of the ways in which misinformation, fraudulent claims, and deceit are all conjured up for distinct purposes. They are done by certain leadership. They are done by certain followers, and our U.S. media system feeds on it because it looks for conflict and disagreement and arguments. So I want to take this idea of calling bullshit and bring it to the claims about voter fraud that have been present in American politics for about 2 decades. I just finished a lecture series on voting rights in America and laid out a whole host of ways in which voting has been made difficult in this country for centuries. It's cost people's lives. It's been violent. It's been discriminatory by white Americans against people of color and women. We've slowly made progress in this journey, and at moments we've had really leaps ahead. The 15th Amendment in 1870 said you could not deny the right to vote because of race, skin color, or previous condition of servitude, which brought African American men into voting for a period of time until white supremacists came up with other ways to block their voting, such as literacy tests, understanding clauses, a variety of things, poll taxes. The 19th Amendment brought women into voting in this country. And then the Voting Rights Act in 1965 set out a whole host of ways in which voting rights would be protected by the federal government and demand that states would too. But the act of voting has always been contested in this country, sometimes violently and with force, sometimes intellectually and strategically through obfuscation, misinformation, and bullshit. The latter, the kind of bullshit that I want to focus on is claims of voter fraud. In social science, which is a strain of intellectual research or research about the world that I'm schooled in, what we do is we make a claim and then we seek evidence for that claim, whether to be found correct or not correct. And that evidence is systematically collected. It's collected in a way that can be replicated by other people who want to test and see if you're making BS up yourself. And it's collected in ways that are called empirical, where we have to be able to have some common agreement that this is evidence, that this is information. You can't just say, oh, I see that the sky is green, when everybody else, the consensus is that the sky is not green. The sky is blue, or it's overcast, but it's not blue. So empirical means that we can have a consensus that we see this evidence in there, and it's there. The voter fraud claims that have been started, or that were started really in the early 2000s, were arguments that were based on claims, but there was not evidence for them. There was examples that people took and magnified for political purposes. There were the person who might vote twice because they don't understand the system and they somehow get through it. There is the voter registration card that gets mailed to a dead person, or a person mails it back and then they pass away. And so they're still registered to vote even though they passed away. There are instances where somebody who's an undocumented citizen perhaps votes and doesn't somehow gets through the system and doesn't know that they can't. These examples are so few and far between. Study after study after study about voting in America shows that what we might call fraudulent voting practices is such an aberration in this country that we're talking to be, you know, less than like 0.000 percentage points of all actual cast votes in America. For decades, study after study by different researchers, different organizations, with varying agendas have found this. And yet there is this loud argument that there's voter fraud. These loud arguments have been advanced by certain political conservatives who believe that voting should be made harder in this country, should be made so hard that it's what we might call there is suppression in it, that it's made so difficult that people can do it, but they have to fight very, very hard to get it done. And particularly fraudulent claims have been made about people of color, low-income individuals, and young voters. And I would add a fourth category to that, people who are undocumented residents in our country. These claims are made against four groups, all of whom vote primarily for the Democratic Party. So these claims about fraudulent voting are not about wealthy, white, suburban voters. They're made about these kind of marginalized communities in our society, ones who don't have much of a voice to argue back, and ones who also tend to vote for the Democrats. So these claims about fraud are made for political purposes. They've been made for the last two decades, essentially, and they've built into a chorus so that polls show that a good chunk of Americans, 50%, give or take 10%, depending upon the poll, believe that there are fraudulent votes cast fairly regularly in this country. They are amplified, these claims, by political leadership. And now it's amplified by political leadership at the highest levels of our country. We have a president of the United States, Donald Trump, who regularly makes claims about voter fraud, from elections in California where absentee mail-in ballots come in days late because that's legal. They're postmarked by election day, but come in, can arrive over the course of next several days. They're made by the president about claims of undocumented residents voting, about young people showing up en masse in buses to vote, being bussed in from supposedly other states to vote. These claims are made for really one entire political purpose: to advantage the political landscape for Republicans. There's not a lot that angers me more than this bullshit, or angers me more in the political arena than this bullshit. This is simply not even close to true. And the political left has ceded the terrain on this, and has just said, fine, you make the claims and we'll just try to win elections and ignore these. But in ignoring them, they've allowed the field to be unchallenged. And in political discourse or political debates, when you leave a field unchallenged, then certain ideas take hold, and it's very difficult to dislodge them. Right now, we're seeing this battle play out fervently around voting protections for COVID-19. The very real circumstances that we need more mail-in balloting and more opportunities for early voting for 2020. Otherwise, people will be putting their lives on the line to vote. This is an existential threat to our democracy. And we have a president and a political party supported by the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, that opposes the expansion of voting, not voting into crazy ideas, not voting like, hey, everybody online using your Apple phone, just go ahead and vote. But instead, opposes voting for the most fundamental, basic reasons of that we can, or most basic ways that we can mail a ballot to somebody, they can fill it out, they can turn it around. Claims of fraud lead to laws that require people to photocopy a government-issued ID, to get notary publics to sign an affidavit verifying that a voter is who they say they are. They lead to laws that require a voter to have a witness for their voting. All of these are present in multiple states in our country as mechanisms to supposedly hinder voter fraud. But voter fraud doesn't exist. So these laws simply make it harder. It would be like we have laws against humans flying. Well, humans cannot fly on their own. So why would you create laws to make it difficult or to regulate how people do it since they can't? It turns out that this election is now about voting. It was about a lot of things. It's been about the coronavirus. It's been about the economy. It's been about immigration. It's been about healthcare. It's been about American identity. Now it's an election that's about voting. That is where we come in common purpose. We are created to do work in support of what we call voting justice. This is an election that is about voting justice. It has become that. It has become an argument about who gets to vote, how they get to vote, where they get to vote, and when they get to vote. This political struggle is at the heart of 2020. This is why democracy is so fundamentally at risk. The future of this country is deeply at risk because of all the issues that are on the table and the candidates that are running. But that doesn't mean democracy is at risk when you're talking about who might be the leaders. But now democracy is at risk. The entire act of voting and engagement. We in Common Purpose are committed to doing all we can to make sure that we protect our American democracy, that people get to vote, that they are educated on how to vote, they are encouraged to vote. We have done this traditionally for the last 2 years by traveling to places and knocking on doors, helping people to register to vote, giving them information about how to do that, walking with them through it, and then returning when elections come up to help them to exercise that vote. These two things are now remote endeavors in this country because of COVID. They don't have to be remote, but people's lives are at risk in order to turn them into face-to-face, person-to-person endeavors. So we are an organization now that has created a 2020 remote plan. We are pushing on legislators to adopt more reasonable and inclusive voting practices. And we are talking to voters and encouraging them on how to do this, how to navigate the system. That's what this entire election hinges on now, is those two dimensions. Getting new practices put into place and helping voters to navigate the system. That's what this is entirely about. I'm calling bullshit on fraud, and I'm also calling all common purpose folks to see this for what it is. It's an existential attack on our democracy, and it's at the highest levels of our politics. It is not implicit or subtle. It is explicit and overt. On its face, it is not racial, but it is deeply racial. Certain populations that are not in the iconic American category of white, particularly male, Christian citizens are being targeted. People of color, younger voters, lower income, non-citizens are being targeted by this entire administration and system. And this claims about voter fraud and the opposition to congressional legislation that would provide support to states to put into place voter protections is what this is about. It's become apparent to me over time that this is what this is about. This podcast is me working through some of my thoughts about it. But it is now apparent that the president wants to fight on this hill around voting. It's not just enough to fight on culture war hills. It's now on the voting hill. That's a hill that we have to charge. We were certainly not the first to do so. But it is our time. It is our moment. It is our Gettysburg. I will expand this idea more as I give it some time. But it is this moment. Let's go, people. We're calling bullshit on fraud, and we're calling bullshit on an election about voting. It's time for us to give it everything we've got. Let's get back to work.